4. Henry David Thoreau. Thoreau, 1817 to 1862, was not only a thinker, but also a practitioner of transcendentalism, which exalted feeling over reason, individual expression over the restraints of law and custom. He believed in the transcendence of oversoul, an all-pervading power for goodness, from which all things come and of which all things are a part. His main opinions may be summarized as 1. Man has the capacity of knowing truth intuitively, or of attaining knowledge transcending the reach of the senses. Man is a part of absolute good. 2. Nature is ennobling. Man is better for being out in the woods or meadows. 3. There exists oversoul, so the individual soul could reach God without the help of churches and clergymen. Thoreau is best remembered for Walden, or Life in the Woods, published in 1854. In this work, Thoreau expressed his scorn on the idea that one needs traveling far and insisted that the best traveling is done while staying at home, exploring the cosmography of the imagination. Thoreau said he was happiest alone, yet he was frequently in contact with the Concord Boston group that included Emerson, Fuller, Hawthorne, Alcott, and Ellery Channing. He made a special trip to New Jersey to meet Walt Whitman. He visited with others on his walks through the woods and to the surrounding farms. He also got in touch with newspaper editors and book publishers whom he tried to interest in his works, as well as the men who arranged his lecturing engagements that took him as far afield as Philadelphia and Bangor. Thoreau lived so busy a life, filled with so many activities that kept him in almost constant give and take with the everyday world, that it might seem surprising he had time for solitary meditations on the simplified life dedicated to contemplating eternal and universal truths. Thoreau's health began to decline as early as 1855. In May 1862, he died of tuberculosis. Both as a man and as a writer, Thoreau tried to convert the jagged connections of the world of human society into the seamless cosmic whole of the nature's universe. He portrayed the aspirations of our dual selves, which go to the bottom of ponds and to the heights of stars. Thoreau realized the hazardous terms by which our duality comes into conjunction with the universe. We are instructed to live in the moment, lest we fall outside the fateful rhythms set up for our lives. We must be fully awake in order to escape the seep of the spirit into the dead weight of an exclusively material system. We have to simplify the acts of our daily doings, while relishing the array of meanings that lie in the sacred texts found in the natural world. We are encouraged to go to inner frontiers, where facts are confronted, traveling far while staying home. Check out the following website for more information about Thoreau.